It is time on a Thursday.
Because the bucket's full.
For Wheel of Flowers. Wheel of Flowers. Here on an Olympic edition of Will It Float Today, celebrating the pageantry, the spectacle, the games, at least in our way, by putting stuff in a giant bucket of water.
Will it float?
Going this does in. Make me feel like a better world citizen,
see?
I will admit.
Mm-hmm. And we're trying to do our part because, you know, Team USA, I wouldn't say that we've been lagging, but it's been a tough, maybe, Olympic Games. Now, we've won more Olympic medals than any other time in any other previous Winter Games up to this point. So we're doing well.
See?
And our hockey teams look to be poised and primed for medals, so that's good. We've got figure skating later on tonight, so we can add to that total, but we're still behind Italy, right? And, of course, Norway. That's all they ever have time to do. So we have today our very own gold medals to go into the tank. Now, with the strict funding challenges that we sometimes face here in Will It Flow, these are not actually medals made of metal, or gold for that matter. They are very sparkly. You'll be able to see here on our Hank Facebook Live in just moments.
They may not even be plastic. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe some hybrid.
I'm going to give you that. Yeah, that's possible. But they are going into the tank today. And the question is, will the gold medals float? Sorry, this is the best I could do.
I think you did fantastic.
Well, I'm not like a blue ribbon or like some people in the studio.
Everyone can be giant winners but on here the podium.
We need two glory of you.
An honor.
Olympians.
The Hank FM.
Americans. Hank fans. To celebrate Team USA and to maybe spur them along, because there's a chance over there in between heats or whatever they're doing on the speed skating front that they could be watching right now. So USA, we support you and we hope this inspires you. Go on out there and grab your very own gold medal. Or you could just go down to where I got them last night and buy a bag of like 30 of them. I don't know why you train your whole life for it. You could just literally go buy a bunch.
Winner!
And we get our two contestants on the line. Olympians in their own right, no doubts. She is out of the bury. It is Carissa. Carissa from Granbury. Welcome to Will It Float. Hank fan number
Hello,
9.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And going up against Carissa in the bury, we got out of the ville, Jay Finn. Welcome to it. He's like
good morning.
He's like a snowboarder. He's got like a nickname.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
Or is Jay Finn perhaps Norwegian? You know, maybe it's like Nazgul or Torgard.
We're going to call you like K-Buck the rest of the day, aren't we?
The guy that won the men's slalom the other night, name was Torgard.
Mm.
And then he took over the Game of Thrones. But nonetheless, all right, we got you two competitors here for the T-Bird tickets. Carissa, though, you are Hank fan number 9. What do you think the gold medal will do? Will it float? Will it sink?
I already said float, so I'm
going to
stick with it.
She's going to stick with float. All right, she's told previously.
Don't sound sad.
In a previous broadcast. That's right. We're like NBC. We already did this like 6 hours ago.
Portions of this.
And now this is the prime time. All right, Carissa's got the float. So, Jay Fan out of the veil, you hope it does what?
Well, I'm hoping it'll sing, but I will offer an olive branch and say if she wants to change her mind, she can.
Oh, okay.
What a gentleman.
Well, it's, you know, the world comes together.
The spirit of camaraderie.
The world comes together.
That's right.
All right. All right, there we go. We have our tabulated votes on this. To the tank of transparency we go as we broadcast live on our Hank Facebook page so you can see what you can hear. And that means over there in Milan, Cortina, Italy. What's up? Nazgul. All right.
Enough of the pride of America.
There we are. All right. This is not an Olympic event, but we go by Olympic bylaws and rules. Of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it is going to do to determine the ultimate Olympian and gold medal champion today between Carissa and Jay Finn. Are we ready, Heather Lee?
Yes, sir.
How many gold medals do you have?
I have one.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, it's good. You know,
that's all you need.
That's right. We're only a few behind in the tally on Italy. All right. Going down in 3, 2, one, and the gold medal goes to the water, and it is hitting the water, and it is floating, but the ribbon right now is sinking. Will it pull the whole thing down before time elapses? And it is going down. Judge's ruling here. The ribbon is on the bottom, but the medal is floating at the top. Look at that on the Will It Float cam on our Hank Facebook page. Congratulations, Carissa. Woo! You got it, but just by 0.02 seconds. How many meters is that?
I have no idea, but J-Finn still has a cool name.
That's
so
right.
There's, I mean, he's winning.
J-Finn
as well.
Is going to compete later in the Ville and the slope style. Congratulations. And we hope that works well. And we hope a dog shows up for you. That's right. Carissa, congratulations. You're going to T-Bird there, girl. Well done.
Ooh, thank you.
And thank you, J-Finn, for having a
being
cool name.
You.
Yeah, that's it. And thank you, America. When it comes to the gold medals, well, at least the ones that we've procured,
USA,
they are, of course, floaters.
Patriotism.
Thank you, Team USA.